Confederates in the Attic by Tony Horwitz. Copyright 1998 by Tony Horwitz. This recording of the full-length reading of Confederates in the Attic was published by arrangement with Bantam Doubleday Dell Audio Publishing, a division of Bantam Doubleday Dell Publishing Group, Incorporated, and was produced in 1999 by Books on Tape, Incorporated, which holds the copyright there, too. Neither this recording nor any part thereof may be reproduced or used for any purpose without prior written authority from Books on Tape, Incorporated. This book is read by Arthur Addison. Chapter 1. Confederates in the Attic. There never will be anything more interesting in America than that Civil War, never. Gertrude Stein. In 1965, a century after Appomattox, the Civil War began for me at a musty apartment in New Haven, Connecticut. My great-grandfather held a magnifying glass to his spectacles and studied an enormous book spread open on the rug. Peering over his shoulder, I saw pen-and-ink soldiers hurtling up at me with bayonets. I was 6, Papa Isaac, 101. Egg-bald, barely 5 feet tall, Papa Isaac lived so frugally that he sliced cigarettes in half before smoking them. An elderly relative later told me that Papa Isaac bought the book of Civil War sketches soon after emigrating to America in 1882. He often shared it with his children and grandchildren before I came along. Years later, I realized what was odd about this one vivid memory of my great-grandfather. Isaac Moses Persky fled Tsarist Russia as a teenaged draft dodger, in Yiddish, a shirker, and arrived at Ellis Island without money or English or family.